Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Definition Minute is a subset of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. In these mini episodes, I will define economic theories and marketing terms in a minute or two. The topics will be review, introductory, or discrete in nature. Fixed costs in accounting and economics refer to the expenses that do not change in total regardless of the level of production, sales, or business activity. These costs remain constant over a specific period regardless of whether a company produces more or fewer goods or services. Fixed costs are incurred by a business to maintain its basic operations and exist even when a company produces nothing. They are one of the two main categories of costs, the other being variable costs. Here are a few examples of fixed costs. Rent. The cost of leasing or renting office space, manufacturing facilities, or retail space remains the same regardless of production levels. Salaries and wages. The salaries of permanent employees, including administrative staff and managers, are typically considered fixed costs. Insurance premiums. Regular insurance payments, such as property insurance or liability insurance, are typically fixed costs. Depreciation. The depreciation expense on a long-term asset, such as machinery and equipment, is generally a fixed cost. Utilities. Monthly utilities like electricity, water, and internet service may be considered fixed costs if they do not vary with production levels. Lease payments. Lease payments are leased equipment or vehicles are fixed costs as long as the terms of the lease do not change with production or usage. Property taxes. Property taxes on owned real estate typically remain fixed for a specific period and are not directly related to production levels. License fees. Fees paid for licenses, permits, or certifications to operate a business are typically considered fixed costs. Fixed costs are essential for businesses to maintain their infrastructure and continue operating, but they do not vary with changes in production or sales volume. As a result, they can be spread over a larger number of units as production increases, leading to lower fixed costs per unit at higher production levels. This phenomenon is called economies of scale and can help improve a company's profitability as it grows. However, fixed costs can also pose a financial challenge for businesses during periods of low or no production, as they must still cover these costs even when revenue is limited. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall.